It's coming soon. Are you ready? If not, we at Ice Narc are here to help. Because
we are Ice Narc. Bum ba da bum bum bum
bum. Ice Narc, you snark, we all snark for the Ice Narc.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter guys drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this. Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by cell phones. Shut the damn things off when you get to church, will ya? And now, ringing phone, rude awakening, same thing. Ryan Michael Page.
Yeehaw!
Hello and welcome to installment number 175 of your friendly neighborhood iSnark. Ego sum brianis Michaelis pagina. Thanks once again for tuning in. I know I've ranted on this before, but people, when you get into church, please, for the love of God, shut your damn phone ringer off. Put it on vibrate, do something, but don't let it go off in the middle of Mass, especially at the canon of the Mass. Yes, of all parts of the Mass to be sabotaged by not just one, but two ringing phones, the canon of the Mass, on the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, no less. I shut my phone off completely as I enter church, whether I'm at the console or not. Holy Mass is my hour with our risen Lord. I even shut it off at choir rehearsal. Yes, even choir rehearsal. Why is that? Because one time, a now ex-friend of my wife's called my phone one time. This was in the middle of rehearsal. And I admit to making the biggest mistake by stepping away and answering the call, not knowing who it was. I didn't recognize the number, but stupid me picked it up anyways. And the next thing I hear is, "It's about time you picked up the damn phone." I turned around and rudely snarked back to this lady. I says, "Excuse me, I am in the middle of a choir rehearsal. Who do you think you are?" Scared the bejeepers out of her. So scared that she later got a hold of my wife and couldn't apologize fast enough. Yeah, I forgave, but I didn't forget. So now I even shut the phone off at choir practice, and I do not turn it back on until I get into my van. I'm at church. I'm in prayer. Phone is off. On a happier note, how many of you got to watch iSnark TV over the past couple of weeks? I got 3 episodes up. If you haven't seen them yet, these are video episodes. Numbering takes over where Christos Vincit TV left off. That was at 6. So these 3 shows are numbered 7, 8, and 9. These are iSnark TV 7, 8, and 9. You can find the complete show notes at our usual site, iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com. And you can also find them on YouTube and on Vimeo. Yes, I joined Vimeo recently. I'm going to leave a link to both of these channels in my show notes. And of course, if you're my friend, you can even catch it on my Facebook wall. But you got to be my friend to do it. By the way, you'll also be happy to know that our good friend Seamus O'Reilly paid us a visit on iSnark TV 9. You'll want to watch this one, but very carefully. Today on our, I called our sesquicentennial our snark and a half tennial. So what do we call 175? Snark and three quarters tennial, I guess? Something like that. But yeah, on this snark and three quarters tennial, we're going to have a first of a series of pep talks in an attempt to prepare you all you little snarkomaniacs out there, for the forthcoming third typical edition of the Roman Missal, which will take full effect on November 27th, 2011, the first Sunday of Advent. But first, let's greet our little friends, the Jungle Screechers.
Feast for the week! beat for the week.
Thank you, Jungle Screechers.
What'd he say?
Him say, I snark got screws loose.
Ready for the next few days of feasts? I am. Let's finish off August, shall we? Here we go. Sunday, August 21st, in the ordinary form and Anglican use. 21st Sunday of ordinary time, in the extraordinary form, 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Monday, the 22nd, ordinary form and Anglican use, the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, celebrated as a memorial. Now, in the extraordinary form, be celebrating a feast that the other two forms have already celebrated on the day after the Sacred Heart, and that is the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and it gets celebrated as a second class. We also have a low mass commemoration on that day in the extraordinary form for Saints Timothy, Hippolytus, and Symphorian, all martyrs. Tuesday, the 23rd, ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Rose of Lima, the Virgin, optional memorial, and in the extraordinary form, St. Philip Benizi, confessor, third class feast. Wednesday, the 24th, all three forms, the Apostle St. Bartholomew, that is a feast in the ordinary form and Anglican use, second class in the extraordinary form. Thursday, the 25th, in the extraordinary form, St. Louis, King of France, also a confessor. Now, in the ordinary form and Anglican use, there are two optional memorials you can choose from. One is St. Louis, King of France, and the other one is St. Joseph Calasanz, priest. Now, Friday, the 26th, in all three forms, Feria. However, in the extraordinary form, low mass commemoration of Pope St. Zephyrinus, one of the earliest popes martyred back in the year 217. Saturday, the 27th, ordinary form, St. Monica, mother of St. Augustine. And in the extraordinary form, one of the other optional memorials that was celebrated on the 25th in the ordinary form in Anglican use, St. Joseph Calasanz, and that gets celebrated as a third-class feast. Sunday, the 28th, in the ordinary form and Anglican use, 22nd Sunday of ordinary time, and in the extraordinary form, half that, 11th Sunday after Pentecost. Monday, the 29th, in all three forms, the martyrdom or beheading of St. John the Baptist, whichever way you want to put it. Traditionally, it's known as the beheading of St. John the Baptist. In later use, it's the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. Either way, he was martyred by beheading. Simple as that. It's done as a memorial in the ordinary form and Anglican use. And in the extraordinary form, it's a third-class feast and is also a low-mass commemoration in the extraordinary form for St. Sabina. Tuesday, the 30th, in the extraordinary form, St. Rose of Lima. And that is a feast that the other two forms celebrated on the 23rd as an optional memorial. There's also a low-mass commemoration on that day for Saints Felix and Adductus, both martyrs. And in the other two forms, Feria. And finally, the last day of August, the 31st, in the extraordinary form, St. Raymond of Nonatus, a confessor, third-class feast, and in the ordinary form in Anglican use, Feria. We'll be back.
Coming up, and with your spirit, through my most grievous fault, and many other choice phrases that we'll be teaching you, don't touch that mouse.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Crystal's Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Don't do this at church.
What was that? Oh, and with your spirit.
La-da-dee-dee, la-da-dee-doo, what did we sing today?
Well, this time around, instead of going through all the music for all the masses that we've done over the last few weeks, we haven't had an audio podcast in about 3 weeks. We've had three videos in the meantime. But I figure this time around, I'd give you my top four list in terms of hymns that we've done at Mass over the last few weeks. And these are going to be hymns that you hardly ever hear in a Catholic liturgy these days. Let's start with this one-verse wonder. Well, the tune is familiar anyways. The text you heard, "Come with us, O blessed Jesus," sung to the tune "Verde Munter," which is known to many of us as "Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring." Now let's look at a couple of familiar texts that we sang as communion anthems, but to alternative tunes. Here's the first one. Now, most people would sing that text to the tune St. Elizabeth, which is a beautiful tune, which I've used many times before. However, I thought I'd expose this one, a tune I learned when actually I was just 11 years old. Fairest Lord Jesus, same title name as the text. At least that's the tune name given in Hymnal 1940. In Hymnal 1982, the Hymnal 1940 successor, the tune is restored to its German title, Schönster Herr Jesu. Now, here's another alternate tune we did. I think you'll like this one. Now that one was Be Thou My Vision. Again, a more familiar tune, Slain, is a beautiful Irish tune which I've done time and time again with this hymn and also with Lord of All Hopefulness. The tune you've heard here is one written by Jean-Hubert de Roquette, and it's found in only two hymnals that I know of, at least in terms of Roman Catholic hymnals in the United States. One of them is the Pius X hymnal from around 1953. And then the 1984 printing of Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, which is the official hymnal of one of the two great choir school parishes in America, this one being St. Paul's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Speaking of which, we're going to leave a link to St. Paul's Parish and the Boston Archdiocesan Choir School, which is linked to it. I'm going to leave the links to both of those in the show notes. It should be known, by the way, that the choir school's founding director, the late, great Theodore Marier, had his hand in both of these magnificent hymnals. Now, here's a recessional that you hardly ever see in Catholic hymnals in America anymore. That one there is a hymn that was showcased back on an old Christmas Vintage Anywhere episode called Twin Hymn Tunes. This was episode number 56 that dated back to, ready for this, November 20th, 2006. The hymn, by the way, is O Worship the King. The tune is Hanover by William Croft, the same guy who gave us the tune St. Anne, which is most commonly used with the hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
And now, this message. Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name. König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, a fight, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand, König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louie to you.
Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louie to you. Hey!
It is no secret that pretty soon, scratch that, very soon, we will be singing and saying different words at Mass than what we've been singing and saying for the last 40-some years. 40 years ago doesn't seem very long when it comes to the Roman Missal. After all, we've had pretty much a steady version of the Roman Missal for about 4 centuries. Yeah, we're talking about since the Council of Trent in the mid-16th century. The Mass was completely in Latin, and any reforms made were very minor. I think the last reforms to the Tridentine Mass were probably the Holy Week chants. That was mid-20th century, I think back in the 50s. Since the Second Vatican Council, late 1950s, early 1960s, the Mass was allowed to be celebrated in our native tongues. Now, in 1969, the Mass was rewritten and promulgated by Pope Paul VI. This is the Mass as we know it today, the ordinary form of the Mass. The Tridentine Mass, of course, the 1962 Missal, still in use legitimately, that is known as the extraordinary form of the Mass. It's kind of like the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer. They have a Rite 1 and a Rite 2. Rite 1 is a more traditional Eucharist, according to the 1929 BCP. And the Rite 2 is the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. But that said, let's get back at the focus here on the ordinary form of the Mass, because that is what has just been overhauled in a major way. The Roman Missal, that is, the ordinary form Roman Missal, came to life in 1969. In 1975, a second typical edition came to being, and whatever changed, I'm not even sure what the hell was changed, between 1969 and 1975 was hardly noticeable. But it was the 1975 version that we've been using for all this time. The translators at the time did what was known as a dynamic translation. It wasn't really direct to the Latin. Mind you, the Mass of 1969/1975 was written in Latin to begin with. Yes, this Mass was written in Latin. And though English and other vernacular tongues were allowed, the Fathers of Vatican II made it clear that the Latin language is to be preserved. You wouldn't think that, since many of the whack jobs out there put many under the impression that not only was Latin abolished, but so were altar rails, high altars, pipe organs, and choirs. Vatican II did not ask for such damage to be done. Don't even think of blaming Vatican II. Latin was to be preserved, and the new Mass was written in Latin. In fact, 1974, Pope Paul VI sent out a collection of simpler Latin Mass chants, dubbed Jubilate Deo. These were sent to every priest and parish in the world so that their congregations will learn these chants. But going back to this dynamic translation, you'll see the Mass was translated into all these languages, most of them rather well. If you look at the Gloria in Excelsis in French, in Spanish, in Italian, and many other languages, you'll see that they're pretty much in line with the Latin. English somehow tend to get the short end of the stick. It was very watered down. You didn't have that direct translation to such things as what we like to call the verb sequence. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te. Well, maybe French, Spanish, and Italian, but not in English. Over the past decade, thanks to a committee called Vox Clara, this new translation is much more faithful to the Latin and a lot more prayerful and a lot richer. So let's start breaking this down. The most talked about revamp, of course, is the translation of Et Cum Spiritu Tuo. Dominus vobiscum, Et Cum Spiritu Tuo. The Lord be with you and also with you. Scratch that. Scratch that. Not and also with you, not anymore. And with your spirit. Spiritu is spirit. That's like saying, and with your being. That is, the priest being in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. You probably heard that change the most, but watch this. We're going to go a little bit further. Let's go to the Confiteor. That is the prayer that begins with the words, I confess to Almighty God. Much of this has been restored to its original beauty, not to mention faithfulness to the original Latin. Now, it still only invokes Mary and all the angels and saints toward the end of the prayer. Okay, up as far as the 1962 Missal, the Confiteor had the priests and servers invoking Blessed Michael the Archangel, Blessed John the Baptist. Yeah, again, it was Blessed Michael the Archangel, Blessed John the Baptist, and the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul, and to all the saints. At the beginning and the end. However, now in this new form, we no longer sinned, but greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I've done, and what I failed to do, okay? That part of it is pretty much the same. Followed by the correct, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Yes, the Latin mea culpa, mea maxima culpa still exists. And in these maxima culpa, we strike our breasts with our fists. Just a light tap. Don't beat the daylights out of yourself. Just a light tap. It symbolizes that we are sinners. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, we have sinned greatly. By the way, you'll also notice that Confiteor And the Kyrie that follows, okay, the Kyrie, or the Lord have mercy, remains the same, by the way. The Confiteor and the Kyrie that follows are one form of what was known as the penitential rite, now rightly known as the penitential act, or in Latin, the actus penitentialis, somewhat similar to the act of contrition that we make before making a sacramental confession. Now, on to the next major prayer, which is really a hymn, the Gloria in Excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. This hymn of praise has gone through a much-needed overhaul. And we can start this one right from the top, okay? Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis. Two words that got forgotten when the English people got to translating this. Bone voluntatis. Somehow this got simply rendered and peace to his people on earth in 1969. And it stayed that way all these years. The translators forgot that there had to be some goodwill in these people. Okay? Of goodwill, bone voluntatis. And on earth, peace to people of goodwill. That's about as exact as you're going to get. You'll next see a restoration of what some of us like to call the previously mentioned verb sequence. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. Gratias agimus tibi propter magnum gloriam tuum comes next. We give you thanks for your great glory. Get that, magnum, great, okay? So we give you thanks for your great glory, as opposed to we praise you for your glory. Gratias agimus tibi. We give you thanks. Propter magnum gloriam tuum, for your great glory. And then, the second pair of lines that comes in for 1969 follows in this translation, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Domine Deus, Rex Celestis, Deus Pater Omnipotens, right? Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father. We finish the opening praises to God as our Almighty Father. And now we go on to invoking His only begotten Son, His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. That Latin goes thus, Domine Fili Unigenite Jesu Christe. In no particular order, and I say that because Latin tends to sort their sentence wording rather poetically, this comes out, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son. Think of the Alleluia as it appears in the Graduale Romanum for the midnight mass at Christmas. It's a citation from Psalm 2, verse 7. The Lord said unto me, You are my Son. This day I have begotten you. Begotten, only begotten. Then we have Domine Deus Agnus Dei Filius Patris. There's a little phrase that got omitted in the earlier English. Filius Patris. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father. Again, right from the Latin. Following that, we have restored the three-verse mini-litany from two verses back to three. It was written in Latin as three verses, translated into many other languages three verses, but watered down to two verses in English. Now we're going to see it back to three. You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. That's the first verse. Now the second verse, again, you take away the sin of the world. But what follows is, receive our prayer. And then finally, the third verse, you are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. This fulfills the true meaning of, qui tollis peccata mundi miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dextera patris miserere nobis. Now the rest of the prayer, from the words, for you alone are the Holy One, unto the end, remains exactly the same. Another thing you'll notice is that the opening prayer, okay, proper name, collect or collect, is also rewritten for each Sunday and feast to appear more prayerful. No more just simply telling God what to do. We add words like, we pray you, we beseech you, we ask you. Now that's a prayer. We're now saying prayers instead of ultimatums. On our next episode, we're going to take on where we left off. We're going to go on to the creed. The credo. That is, I believe. As opposed to we believe. That would have been credamos, right? Credo. I believe. The people around me can speak for themselves. Before I end this segment, I want to give you a couple of links to check out. These will both be in the show notes. One of them is going to be to a video that was posted on Vimeo. It's one of the channels that I finally added just recently. Well, on Vimeo, Father John Muir from the Worship Office of the Diocese of Phoenix gives a great explanation of the new translation of the Mass, using truth and clarity to expel the misconceptions that one may be taking aback from. This video is posted on, believe it or not, Life Teen's Vimeo channel. Life Teen, yes, I did say Life Teen. You know that group that's stereotyped often as the Jesus Our Buddy people? This video is a very welcome change from that Jesus Our Buddy motif. Good for you, Father Muir. Also, our Dominican friends at Magnificat put together an excellent little booklet called the Magnificat Roman Missal Companion. I have a copy of this little book, compliments of my pastor. You too can get this little book for just $3.95. Matter of fact, if you want to get a bunch of them, get bulk orders for your parish, these can be filled at deep discounts. Depending on how many you get, it could be as low as $1.20 a book. The commentary is given by Anthony Esselin. He's an English professor at Providence College. And for those of you that are not from the area, Providence College is run by the Order of Preachers, that is, the Dominican Friars. Professor Esselin is also a parishioner at Sacred Heart, where I am organist. He not only uses his linguistic expertise on the Mass changes, but uses scripture references as well. This is a must-read, well worth the $4 and then some. Again, we will leave both links in today's show notes. Don't do this at church. The words to our gathering song, Jesus Our Buddy, can be seen on the projector screen up front. Just follow the bouncing... And now here he is, the tried, the tested, the true, Charlie Crow. We'll be right back. That guy needs absolutely no introduction at all. Charlie Crow, you've heard him enough times. We brought him on today to do Joy because we did that little tune earlier that was sung to the tune of Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. So, Charlie Crow, bringing us Joy. We'll leave a link to his MySpace in the show notes. Charlie comes courtesy of Music Alley, musicalley.com. I have under my left armpit today's I Snark Top 10 list.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little 9, little 8, little snarks. 7 little 6, little 5, little snarks. 4 little 3, little 2, little snarks. 1 little snark.
Today's I Snark Top 10 list is brought to you by Christ Our Buddy. Yes, Christ Our Buddy at thecrestcat.blogspot.com. Top 10 least popular proposed mask changes. I don't know who the hell thought these changes up, but these are really bad. Really bad change. I mean, was it the fish person? Was it that religious miseducation congress from South Central? I mean, L.A.? Was it you, Seamus?
Nope, not me.
Who thought up this crap? Sheesh. Anyways, from the home office somewhere in Ross Sewage, Rhode Island, the top 10 least popular proposed mask changes. Here we go. Number 10. In place of choir chanting introit, cantor bellows out over microphone. Let us stand and greet our liturgical dancers by singing our gathering song, Awesome God. Number 9. In the name of Daddy God, Christ our buddy, and our dove friend, amen. Number 8. Our Father replaced by our Daddy God up in the skies. You're simply awesome, which segues into Awesome God. Number 7. Instead of praying a collect, make a deal with God. Number 6. Kool-Aid Man crashes through the gates at the offertory, belches out trademark, oh yeah! Number 5, Credo starts with, I believe in one Daddy God, and I believe he is awesome, which once again segues into Awesome God. Oh, God. Number 4, just after dismissal, liturgical dancers break into cabaret while choir sings the theme from Up With People, while people in the pew toss each other up into the air. Up with people! Number 3, speaking of dismissal, the mass has ended. Go and tell your friends you saw the big awesome Daddy God. Number 2, In the Garden of Eden by I Run Butterfly. And the number 1 least popular proposed mass change.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
Bunch of ladies, bunch of ladies, bunch of ladies, bunch of ladies.
Ew!
I snark. Still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
On our next show, I Believe, and a few more new choice phrases for mass. We'll be back.
Aye, 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 aye.
Christus Finch, it whitewashed. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Aye, 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 aye.
Christus Finch, it whitewashed.
Don't do this at church.
Hi!
Friends, don't forget to join us at the new Fans of the I Snark page on Facebook. If you're still in the old group site, get out of there quick. Come see the new site. The old site's going to fall victim to the wrecking ball soon, and I want to make sure we have no casualties. So to join this new page, all you have to do is find the link in today's show notes, or on the sidebar at isnarkmedia.blogspot.com. Click that link, hit the like button. You're good to go. Remember that name, the new Fans of the iSnark page. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will continue on the new translation of Holy Mass. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available at a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, Copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.